And we're back.
Black and a Half with Saz Lindenstein
and Manny Martin.
Back for episode number 79. Oh, yeah. 79. So good. So good, so fine.
Longest.
It's 79.
Yeah.
Welcome to Black and a Half, Seattle's longest running comedy podcast.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah. We're here. We're here with Manny's back.
Yeah. Manny's sorry, I've been doing some randomness
everywhere.
Yeah,
blowing up the scene. Blowing up the scene, not the comedy scene. He's not really in it anymore.
Yeah,
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's
what I've read.
Open micers tell me that.
Yeah, so. You know it's but it's good that you're here. You're in the podcast scene now.
Damn right,
you're running it,
taking over.
That's right.
What we're doing, son.
Today's episode we have Ariana Romick. I said it right. I always think
she's
I'm
close enough.
Because it doesn't follow English rules, and so that's what throws me off.
If you
time.
Really want to say it right, it's Ariana Romick. But
oh shit, that was awesome.
Right, let's not. Yeah. No, we're gonna Americanize everything. Yeah,
there's a J like, in there. There's a J.
We Americanize her name like we do the taco.
Yeah, there you
like
go.
We do the pizza.
Ariana Top Ramen.
I thought. Do you know? Have you ever met an Ariana? Besides her.
I feel like one
whenever
other.
I hear the name, I always think, oh, like Grande, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Grande. No, yeah.
That's the only one I think of.
My niece. Yeah, they're like one of my nieces.
Oh, is it a common black name?
I think so.
I love that you were struggling to
I was struggling. I was like, who the fuck?
My
it's not, by marriage. It's
he
not
just
like,
lost
you know,
a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, can't remember his name. Is that a relation? Is that my sister?
It's more like Ariana.
It's nice having you back, though.
It's good to be back, man.
Back in the flow of things.
Where my roots are.
Yeah, roots.
Yeah,
like
roots,
Alex Haley.
Like slavery. Like roots?
That's where they were.
Maybe.
Have you done the DNA testing, by the way?
No, I'm always afraid that they're going to clone me. I need to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why.
They could.
I saw my sisters.
They're going to Will Smith you?
Yeah. You know, like, they say that male DNA and, like, female DNA from your parents are, like, completely different. Like, or a little bit different. But hers was, like, I mean, there was like Italian.
Wait,
my sister's.
Oh,
she did her ancestry thing.
Do you have the same parents?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. So, I mean,
I'm not judging. Yeah. You're black. It's not you're black.
Who knows? My dad was a hoe. so
you can have the same parents and have different DNA makeups.
That's what they were saying.
That is a thing, regardless of gender.
Yeah. But you would think that it should be somewhat like.
Well, he can, but just the way it's just like how you can have brown. It's just rolling the dice, how like what color your eyes are and everything.
I mean, it should show where your heritage is, right?
It should, but like you can show up 80%
from
Nigeria, and your sister's only 60%. Like,
I gotta look it up again. I just need to do it and stop being a cheap ass. Like, I mean, my grandpa was half white, so it's like.
Just skip one game that you're not going to actually play, and that covers it.
Yeah, there you go. Good
and
you're
like, you know what? Let me not buy that because I'll never actually play it anyway.
I got to get the new Star Wars one, though. That one's looking pretty good.
Yeah. November?
November, yeah.
Fuck, I got to sell some houses.
Yeah, we got to.
Hey, speaking of, if you love the program, you can buy a house.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great thing?
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, you buy a house to help support this program. As you know, I'm a real estate agent with Skyline Properties, which I legally have to say. They let us use the space here to record in this wonderful little town. Appreciate that. Big shout out to them. But if you're in the market to buy or sell a home, go to SilasGetsReal.com and connect with me, and then we'll go buy a house together.
There you go.
And then you support the show. We can talk about all the fun shit we talk about on this. Tell me another real estate agent that is a comedian / podcast host / on the whole 30, right?
Yeah.
Another one in town.
And has lost
Allie
10 pounds?
Wong.
Oh, yeah, right, for real.
Allie Wong?
She probably is.
Is she a real estate agent?
No.
Oh, okay. Holy shit. She knows everything. Okay, I haven't given birth, right? Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like, yeah, seriously. Have a fun time. Also, if you're a fan of the show, go to
Patreon.
Yeah, become a patron of us at patreon.com/ Black and a Half. You could be the first one. I put it up there without just planning. I was going to do a campaign for it. But yeah, you go there. I didn't know people could see how many people are joined already. But yeah, obviously. Yeah, no one's there yet. So you could be the one. At least give us a pity.
Yeah,
for like 3 months. Just try it out. $5 and see, you know, where this. your $5 will grow into 10 and then be 20, because then you start the ball rolling.
Exactly.
And then everybody's doing this because you've been listening to it for free.
Yeah.
And frankly, getting away with a lot of shit too. So I think it's about time you paid up.
This is a great episode. We talk about a lot of stuff, man.
We talk about traveling in Italy and Greece.
Yeah, we talk about Bosnia.
Ariana's just back from there.
Yeah.
A little bit of Bosnia. We cover our favorite Halloween episodes near the end. We talk a lot about comedy. I always love talking to new comics. Like when I mean, she's not new,
not
but
new.
Like compared to us.
Oh, but you got to hear so what her old. First mic was. That her was first, amazing. Yeah,
her yeah. first mic experience. It's wonderful. Ariana was in. It's so weird. Like she was one of the few comics that said, "Hey, I'd be interested in being in the movie."
Yeah,
the 48-hour project and.
So she's an award-winning actress.
She was in the award-winning film GA, which is hopefully going to come out in November. We're just trying to edit some final things on it to get it out there, and it's just having trouble hooking up with the editors. Yeah. I don't have all the sound files didn't transfer onto my drive, so just to get it all, so it's all nice and tight before we get it out there
Josh
for everybody.
Josh stays busy, man.
Huh?
Josh stays busy.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get all of them together.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's working on Crystal's film.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's fucking why.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ooh, sorry.
Thanks for pointing that out. But yeah, GA is hopefully coming out. Everyone will finally get to see it.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get an Oscar for it.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly the shorts, Academy shorts.
For diversity.
Yeah.
I think we have to premiere it in LA at some point.
We'll rent out.
Yeah. We'll get the Oscar for diversity.
Yeah.
There's not enough. They were going to give it to Black Panther.
Yeah.
They had to like, okay, is there another one?
Yeah.
Is there a short one? We don't want to give like a main movie.
Right.
A diversity one. Let's give it to like just a little one that nobody's seen yet. That's where it's gotta go. But
cool.
Yeah, this episode is brought to you by shits. for when you've got no more shits to give.
There you go.
Come to Black and a Half. I guess that's it. That's all the funny that's all the bits we got. That's all the bits we got.
I'm fucking tired.
I wrote down a whole bunch. You know what? I can't wait for the next episode.
Yeah.
Because I got like five topics I wanted to talk about that we never even got to on this.
Oh, I'll come
so
back.
Like fun.
I'll come back.
So
yeah,
fun.
We'll do a part
two. Wonderful. Movies? Have you seen any movies? Have you seen Joker?
Yeah, saw Joker. Loved it.
Okay. So that's two recommendations from here. The black people want it. You didn't see Joker, right?
I have not seen it.
You don't seem like you would see Joker.
I probably would, actually, but I just have been so weirded out that he's a comic.
Yeah. Oh my god, it'll make you think differently of comics, and like
it really confirmed everything I've thought about comics.
Dude,
so
I'll say this about Joker real quick, that is the reason why I will never, ever like talk shit to an open micer who has a bad set. Because I never want to have a Dylan Avila moment where it's like you literally rub somebody the wrong way and he comes back the next week
to try to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, yeah. Fucking insane. So always be nice to people.
It's true.
Yeah.
Does the film try to humanize the Joker?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but also you don't. I don't know. It's a complex. Okay. Yeah. It's like definitely watch it. It's fucking crazy. It's like a mind fuck.
Let me just say that I don't think. I think it's a dangerous, not dangerous, but it's like you have to, a villain is a human, and everyone started off as just a child.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens to everybody.
Yeah. That's why I love true crime.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so you like Joker. Yeah. You like Joker.
So, I mean,
yeah.
There is a complaint about Joker. I'll cover that.
We'll review it.
Quick review.
We'll do a review.
But here we are, episode number 79, Ariana Romick.
Bingo.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.
Live long, live long, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper. I was talking to my daughter, and she looks at me and says, "Why do you have boobies?"
Oh, to you.
Yes, she's four. She goes, "Why do you have boobies?" And I look at her, I pause for a moment, and I go, "I don't."
But you and do. You can get breast cancer.
Let me tell my truth. Yeah. So I should tell my truth. I say, she goes, "Why do you have boobies?" I say, "I don't." And she points at me and points at my chest, and she goes, "Yeah, you do."
Wow.
And pokes it. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm also wiping her butt at the time. Just to know where we are on the scale of who's in charge, how belittling it can. It was like, there was nothing else I could be doing right now that would make me feel worse than that. And this was after a day. I was actually feeling pretty good about myself. I was like, I am 10 pounds down now. I'm feeling good. I've got more energy. And then here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my other oldest daughter's 12 now. I think when I started comedy, like, so 8 years ago, I had a joke for a long time because I was trying to lose weight at that time again, you know, cause I'm a yo-yo,
right.
Silas Yo-Yo Lindenstein, right? She said to me, "Daddy, you have boobies." Oh. Like she said that too. I was like, okay, this is just a thing. My daughter's like the fat shame me.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, they're going to add me into a fat group.
So painful. Like, you know, if I was like, I would have been like, "Wipe your own ass."
Like, well, no, then I have to clean the underwear.
Yeah.
This kind of got me.
Yeah.
And I want like, you to just get breast cancer. Like,
oh, my God.
Just and they'll be like, "Yeah, I was right."
They do get breast cancer.
Yeah.
They do.
I think,
it's my biggest fear.
What's Beyonce's dad, I think, just got.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, just my got gosh. Breast the cancer. Hive is going to be very upset.
Fucking crazy. But I think Solange and Beyonce. Like the mammogram thing is fucking crazy. They have to like smash your boob, and then like
I've never done one.
Yeah,
I like how you're explaining to a woman.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was like, you know, I'm mansplaining.
Mansplaining. Jesus.
Well, no, I had
Please
a friend.
Please tell her about a pap smear.
Okay, so that's when.
Okay, this is when.
So no, I had
glad
a friend.
You're telling me though, because I've never. I think I'm not old enough. To
well,
do
I don't,
one.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a friend of mine who's a nurse, and she was talking about how she had to have her boob, and she has kind of big boobs, and she like. Said that she had to get it smashed.
That felt like it was superfluous.
Totally. Yeah. I was like, well, that's what she was saying. She just said that it was crazy because they had to get it so dense that it could see everything, I guess.
Oh my God.
And so, like, I think that that's why the size mattered. I don't know.
Oh, I bet that is part of it.
God. Well, what a depressing way to start off an episode.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Being a guest on, she wishes you cancer.
I hope you don't get cancer, but I think it'd be hilarious.
You think it'd be hilarious? I hope you feel a little
just
guilty
a whole
if I do.
Removed.
I probably
like, oh my God. God, I can't believe
oh
I said
God.
That.
You'll have to have a double mastectomy. That'll be.
I'm sorry, your daughter's a bitch.
She is. Like,
how did you do that?
My son has white privilege. Everything.
Yeah. For real. His credit score is already better than yours.
He orders me around. He like expects things. I was like, you are so white.
Oh my God, what's his sign?
What's February?
Probably Aquarius.
Okay.
He is Aquarius.
He
yeah.
Is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we're the same sign.
You're both Aquarius?
Yeah.
Ooh, la la.
Does that mean we're going to hate each other?
Not necessarily, no. No, I mean, like, I know very little.
He's
but...
strong as shit. Okay, this I feel is going like... hard to imagine on a podcast, but so I put my hands out in front of me like I was going to clap, right?
Yeah.
But I just had them, I had them apart, and he grabbed the outside of them and started trying to push them together.
Yeah.
And I was holding them. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, he's strong. And then I just like let him go and clap, and he thought it was hilarious, and I kept doing that, right?
Yeah.
So he's 20 months. Oh, so under adorable. Two, right? And he just thought it was funny, and I was holding it.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's got some good strength. And then my almost four-year-old daughter come over, and she wanted to do it. And so she's pressing. I was like, you're weak. Like, what is this? I was like, you have a brother almost 2 years younger than you, and he's fucking going to – he could beat you up right now.
Crazy.
Like,
man.
He is so strong. He's a moose.
So you like him better
the
than the rest
said
of
he's
them.
A moose.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do you like
well, he's
him?
White. Yeah. He's going to make me money. He's my heir. I've already told my 12-year-old that he's my heir. She gets mad. She's like, I'm your firstborn. I was like, yeah, but you're English and you like English rules. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, so English rules is, you know, goes to the male.
I love that you have a favorite kid. That every parent does. Come on.
No,
yeah,
I
think so.
No,
I think it's true.
He eats a lot. I don't know.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's expensive, but it'll pay
he's
off.
He's expensive.
Yeah.
I liked him when he was breastfeeding.
Are you going to get him in sports or are you going to just all acting?
Look, my whole thing, I do want him to play a sport.
Okay. Probably soccer, though.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm definitely going to try to push that way. Yeah. He won't be allowed to play football. I'm never allowed to play football.
All that.
Yeah.
It's also the most boring thing to watch.
What?
It's like football? 4 minutes of action every quarter. Like, there's really not.
I guess
a lot.
You kind of have a point.
Imagine as a parent going to your kid's football game. I'd be like, God damn, can we go home? Like,
Did you play sports growing up?
I danced for a while, but both my sisters played soccer, and I was furious.
Really?
That I didn't get to play soccer. Yeah.
Oh, why were you left out?
Well, because there's three kids who are like the same age. You can't make it to every soccer game in a weekend, right?
Shit. I mean, my sister got to do karate, and I never got to.
That's the reason?
Yeah, that was
because
I was also an incredible dancer. Like, I learned how to do traditional Bosnian dances. No one in my family knows how to do them, but I just watched them.
Yeah.
And I decided I wanted to know them, and I learned them.
No like, shit. Yeah. Can you still do them?
Yeah.
That's like, pretty badass. Right. Yeah. Amazing.
So are you did you immigrate here?
I was the only person in my family born in the States. So everyone else
have you ever threatened to deport them? Like
I wish, but they're all citizens now.
Oh yeah.
Is that a town anymore?
I
think Trump's taking that away.
Oh my god.
I think he said,
I
can take any of y'all.
I'm honestly always afraid for my life, but I think that's just childhood trauma.
Yeah. God, I can't even tell you. I am so I can't even watch the fucking news because I watch it every day, but that shit is so stressful to me. With fucking Trump. And,
but you know what's funny is that, so some things really do bother me and I get very upset, but I'm also you know what? Nothing that bad is going to happen to us because my parents came from a war zone. We're in the States. Like, I feel so much safer even with Trump as our president. And I know that's fucked up to say, but I'm honestly not worried. Like, I am upset, but I'm not worried for my life.
I think there's scales, right?
There's levels.
It's you're not scared.
Yeah.
You're a white girl who went to
Newport
High School, right? You have a lot less fear than Manny.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what, though? I really feel I think it's more irritation that somebody could do so much bad shit and just get away with it constantly. Yeah. And nothing will ever happen. He's not going to go to jail.
I was more upset about the Supreme Court justice. When Trump was elected, but I was more upset about the Supreme Court justice stuff that was happening because to me, that is actually our presidents don't actually do shit.
Right.
You know?
I don't my big bother is just the flagrant disobedience of all the laws.
Yeah.
That no other president has been able to get away with.
God, you must be fun at parties.
I'm with a bunch of liberal friends. We all agree. It's the flagrant, it's the Constitution. Like, it's a flagrant disobedience. Like, to say to the House, we're not gonna work with you.
Yeah.
It's how?
Yeah.
You can't. The problem is the rule of law only works as long as people accept it and go that, it is the law. Right?
Right.
And that's what everyone at that level always does. Mm-hmm. Right. There's some that you're like, oh, pot's illegal, but who cares? Right.
Yeah.
Like, there's little things like that. We've always been but it's not the spirit of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, this is when the people at the top completely ignore it and everyone's watching, it's just, and nobody's calling on it. It's just impossible. Like, well, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
This means anything can happen.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary. Like, we always need to know that there's a possibility that, because I'm like, look, when white people aren't even safe, I'm nervous, right?
Yeah, good point.
It's like, look, we're used to.
We're used to,
even white people are scared. And you know that this shit's bad.
You know, I just realized, not to change subject, but the three of us, we did the NBC thing and made it to the second round. So we're all.
Oh.
Pretty
did
fucking
you,
talented.
Did you in the second round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do the audition or did
I
you?
She did the first. I did the in-person one.
Yeah, so she did the 1 minute and then she got to the 2 minute.
Yeah.
So.
What did you do for your 1 minute? Anything I've heard?
I did. I'm actually, I don't know what gives me permission to be this confident, but I did one old joke and I did one new joke.
Oh, shit.
A new joke.
I closed on a new joke that I had tried twice.
Wow. Good for you.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah, and then it was awful the second round. It wasn't bad, but it was just.
But
like,
nobody was
totally
paying attention
like,
to
no.
like. And then it was just a weird room, and it was like, I did my shit and I didn't even get laughs on it. Someone was talking, I think, during yours.
I was like, mm-hmm. this is just the most odd experience.
It really was. And,
I hear people talk about like when you go into the last comic standing auditions down in LA.
Yeah.
When you're past the audience part.
Mm hmm.
And it's 12 executives sitting in a room and you
laugh.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, they don't laugh.
But the NBC people were laughing.
They were laughing.
They
were
way more enthused. From what I hear,
the comics were like, okay, is she funny? Like, the thing that kind of pisses me off about all these auditions is that I went and no one was like, I was sitting with like Dewa, who's like, that's my friend. And Aisha is my friend. And so we were like shooting shit before, you know, just hanging out. But like, no one was really like acknowledging me. And like, I'm a little bit shy around comics. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I know I seem really outgoing, but like, I get shy.
I think we all are.
But no one was really like saying anything to me. And then like, after they saw my name on the list, they were like, oh yeah, you were. I'm like, don't lie to me.
You know,
like,
it was funny because that was the first time I saw you. And I can't remember if we were in the same first round or the same second round.
I think second round.
Second round. Yeah. So you did. You guys were.
No, I think you guys were together.
I was in the first, or I was in the second group.
Oh, you were, I think you were right before me, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't in my group. I would have remembered her.
But I do remember seeing you, and I was like, oh, she's got something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm charming.
No, I mean, like, just the way, for real. Like, when you were on stage, I was like, oh, she seems like a seasoned vet. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
that's
and I was
hilarious.
Like, yeah.
You know what? I've told this story before, but this is so embarrassing. But the first time I ever did comedy was when NBC came. Like 4 years before.
No shit.
Yeah, because I was like, I know if I don't do something that absolutely terrifies me, I will never start doing comedy. And I had promised myself as soon as I turn 21, I'm going to try comedy. They came the week after my birthday, and I was like, this is it. This is a sign.
Oh,
I believe
your
in
first,
signs.
Your open mic.
I still close with one of the jokes I first ever
Fuck
wrote.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, why the hell not? Yeah. You know?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Dude, it's that was so crazy. Ballsy.
I think... Well, I honestly didn't know who you were.
Yeah, no one knows who I am.
Right.
I'm very, like, whatever about it.
I'd seen your name on a couple things, like, for comedy, club comedy or something. Yeah. It was like, oh, that's somebody who's rising. And there was a while that I was like, I'm not going to add people I don't know.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Oh, I'm that
like,
way.
I want to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I forget, like, I'd seen you on enough stuff. I know that I added you as a friend. I was like, I need to get more friends up here. My numbers are going down.
Well, I had like politics heard of you. Just... I had heard of you, but I've never seen you perform. And when they put the first list out, I was like, who is Silas, like an out of towner or something?
Mm.
And they were like, no, but he doesn't, like, he has kids. He like has a full-time job, all this stuff. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. But I don't see the same people, right? And I had met Manny a while back, but like very briefly.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't really, I feel like it's
I wonder
so
if it's at
funny.
The parlor.
You
know like, did you?
Was.
Okay, that's right.
Hilarious though. Like this idea, Manny had to deal with this recently. People think that, oh, they're not in the comedy community because I don't see them. Well,
right. But I don't see a lot of people either who have done it way longer than
me. Yeah. I've never been at an open mic and seen. Actually, I've seen Brad Upton at open mic. That was funny.
Yeah.
Because he was practicing for something in particular.
But you rarely ever see Kermit.
But like, you know,
you don't
see
Gabe.
A lot of comics, the working comics, I don't, a lot of times I don't see except special occasions where they're doing.
Don't go to the same mics. Like, I don't go to the same mics as a lot of people, or I don't.
A lot
know
of them are on Cap
south.
Hill, and you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not going
to. Well, and at some point, you're I mean, I can. Okay, there's two ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who are really just they're the bulldogs, right? They are featuring and stuff, and they're going to every open mic and they're doing stuff. Derek Sheen headlines and does that.
Yeah,
like he's always hitting open mics.
No, I think that's great, but I hate.
And then there's people that are like Kermit has said he doesn't want to take that 3 minutes away from somebody when he could just try it out in his headlining set.
Mm-hmm.
And I was. Because I have a kids and family, I can only go out a limited number of times.
Right.
When I was doing traveling a little bit, just northwest, you know, Oregon, Idaho, stuff like that, I'd be out on the weekends and I'd, you know, I'm running a half hour sets 3 nights a week, you know, and sometimes double shows. So I'd try my new jokes in there because I can't get out that much. And so it's okay. And it's okay to do that, you know, where these rooms that are a little looser, but So I wasn't people weren't seeing me, but they were seeing me booked on shows, and they're like, "Well, who the fuck's this?" They're not putting in the time, and I'm like, "Yo, I've been doing this for 5 years. I already put in my time."
The grind. Right, you must do the grind.
The problem with the grind is sometimes you grind yourself into nothing.
Well, but so even that is different, though. Of like, oh, you're seasoned, or you've done it a longer time, or you know people, or something. But it's like, there's this new, and I don't want to sound like an old hag because I haven't been doing it that long, you know, only like 4.5 years. Still,
that's enough.
But
to
like,
be.
There's this new generation of comics that they double or triple dip every single night.
Yeah.
Every single night. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
not going to happen. I physically cannot do that. It makes it, then they're like, oh, I guess you don't love comedy enough. And I'm like, sorry, yeah, I did go to Europe for 2 weeks and I didn't think about y'all once.
Exactly, right?
Like, well, okay, I used to double dip, but it was because like you did the Crescent at 7.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when Jai Tai was a block or two blocks up.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big deal. I'm not gonna do an open mic in Everett and then drive down to Renton for 3 to 4 minutes.
I'm not drunk. No. Like for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I would rather. Mm-mm. I think the problem that in my opinion, there's a lot of things people could do by being an observer, and I think part of your lesson in becoming a good comedian, actor, director, anything. Half of it is lecture and half of it's practical.
Yeah.
Is lab work, you know?
Well, like and to be a good writer, you have to read.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I think to be a good comic, you got to watch comics, not just to support them. Oh, fuck them. I'm not supporting.
Yeah.
I'm watching you to learn.
The truth comes out.
I watch everybody to learn. They're like, oh, I like the way they did that. Or there's this little thing. Or I'm like, oh, I can see why this isn't working.
Yeah.
I'm watching every show. That's why I don't mind sitting in the back during that show that I'm running now, the Woody's Shoreline, is I'm watching everyone and trying to figure out like why people think that's funny or why it goes off the rails. And I was like, oh, because I'm trying to be a surgeon up there, right?
Okay. For both of you though,
yeah.
Do you feel like now that you do comedy, do you feel like that takes the joy out of it now?
Because like
when I see a joke coming, I'm like, everyone else is laughing and I'm like, I can't laugh at this joke.
Yeah.
I think anything you study like this, you do take a joy out of. Like I can't watch a play and not think about everything going on.
Yeah.
And now films, I'm starting to do that. I was like, oh, I'm ruining films now by making films.
Yeah. Because
now I'm watching a film and going, oh, why'd they do the light? Where's the light source on that?
I'm doing the same thing. It's like I'm like, how did they color grade that, you know, just weird shit that makes no sense. But comedy's so, I don't know, so weird now.
Comedy is the most visceral thing for me, though, where it's like when a joke is really good, it's like that, there is literally nothing better to me in the world.
Oh, my God, right?
Like, I would trade my firstborn daughter that told me I had boobies. You know what I mean? Like, that is so, I mean, I sound so uppity talking about comedy. Like, it's like this pure art
form.
No,
you sound uppity about everything.
So it's not, I am from Bellevue. Comedy. Yeah. But seriously, to me, like, so I always knew I wanted to do something creative, but I was always crap at everything. And then,
except for Bosnian dance.
I was just, like, even I wasn't competitive with dance. I was never going to be the best dancer.
Right.
But I was good, but I wasn't ever going to like go to competitions or any, you know, like that's just not for me.
Right.
But comedy for me, the moment I did it, I was like, I want to do this for the rest of my life.
It's a fun thing. And then it just is like, how far can I keep taking this? Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit. I did. Like I was telling somebody recently, I was like, when I did the parlor for the first time, I'm like, oh shit, this is a big club. I got my name on the wall. I got music. And then it's like, oh shit, I did a theater. And now it's like, oh, I did a TV show. I did this. And it's just like,
and even when it goes wrong, you're still like, I could do better.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. When it goes wrong, you're just like, I can't let my career in on that now. And I gotta keep fucking going.
Like, so I would be so embarrassed to quit comedy.
Right.
Right. Like that's the only thing that keeps me in the game is like, I can't just like up and leave. You know what I mean?
It's just, there's so many people who end up quitting. I mean, from when we started.
I feel like not enough, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Well, okay.
And there's people who are very high on themselves.
What I love about her right now, I love the 4 years and under.
Yeah.
Where they still love it.
Like,
it hasn't become a job yet.
I've started exploring other avenues.
Well, I mean, because there's part of me that's like, if I could find a substitute for this and stop, like, Oh,
if he could just become a full-time actor, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
or full-time director. Would you want to be an actor? Would you want to be an
actor? That's how I started.
But like full-time.
Like Robert Downey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
What I like, I mean, look, I'm okay with whatever career path now it leads me to. You know, because here's the thing. You can sort of age out of acting, you know, depending on your type, whether, you know, like, or you're not use it. Like,
when you're a woman, you're 25.
Yeah.
Stand up, you can really just keep doing.
Yeah.
What's his name? Michael, the guy, he's on Atypical. Do you watch Atypical? Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's coming.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's coming back into comedy. And I was just listening to
him. That's right, when he was supposed to do The Parlor.
He was talking to Big Oakley's.
Before it closed.
Or not Jay Oakley, his podcast.
Jay Oakerson.
His podcast. He was talking on there about. So he did stand up when he was like 19 through 22.
Okay.
And then he had a break in acting and did that.
Right.
And now he's trying to get back into comedy, and he's talking about what he's trying to figure it all out. But he's headlining because he's got a name, and he's like, well, this is just his situation.
Yeah.
And so he respects comedy so much, and he's trying to do it. So I can go off theoretically and do, you know, have a career acting and you can always come back to this.
But that's what people used to do, is like people did stand up because it was an avenue to do something else. Right.
To get to like
and
TV
now,
or...
like you could just be a stand up if you wanted, you know, or a writer technically, I guess. Yeah,
that's true.
But to me, it's like no matter what I do, there has to be comedy. And like I was painfully serious as a kid. Like I still write poetry, like in my room and cry. But
that's
like,
amazing. I love
to
it.
Me, the comedic relief is like addictive now.
Yeah.
Where it's even if I was like to act or something, I still want have the stand up on the side or something to have that relief because it's such a comfort.
You know what my problem is right now with the scene, at least in Seattle?
Tell it how it is.
I got to tell you, like, is there's no sense of, like, humility. Like, everybody thinks that they're the shit. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I'm just like, one of the people who were, like, trying to start shit with me, I heard from a booker that he literally, like, just tanked at the show that he was on. But this guy, if you were to talk to him, he would think he's the the best shit ever. And I'm just like, oh, all right. But it's just like you always have it, like I'd say every couple of like every 5 years or every like 2 to 3 years, there's a few comics who come in and they're like, yeah, we're running this shit.
Seattle is not the scene to have an ego.
No, not at all.
Go like, get big in L.A.
Then you can have a fucking
ego. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
Like that's just not the scene.
Yeah, I've done shit out here, but it's like I'm just fucking Manny Martin. I'm nobody. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah, I have a TV credit. Yeah, I'd like do whatever, but it's like that doesn't mean shit.
He likes to drop that TV.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like,
I mean, you only got this credit. You
got
know,
two
TV.
Credits.
You can check it out.
But that's like real.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like you could be on TV and still you go home to your cat and cry.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
yeah, totally. Two cats. Thank you.
I mean, I am a 2-time award-winning filmmaker, but I'm still.
Wait, what award did our film?
Oh my God!
Win?
You didn't hear?
It wasn't for you. It wasn't for you.
They didn't notice me.
It was the diversity award.
Oh my God! You're
no, actually,
lying.
You are a woman,
I
so
love
it
that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was you.
So
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot.
Literally like, I mean,
I love that we won that award. Also, I loved everyone that we met that day.
Right,
everyone
so good.
Was so funny, so chill.
We had so much fun. Like I wanted to write another script and get the whole crew back together. And
yeah.
Like, you know, but.
Well, I am sitting on a Lizzie McGuire high school reunion script right now.
Is that your fan fiction?
Oh, she's the one. Like.
Hell yeah. Let's get Hillary Duff.
I've already written, like for real, I've written this like fake script about what I think it would be like if they had a high school reunion.
You gotta have a reading of that.
Oh God, I should probably do like a table read or something
that
of that
be
because not to ruin it.
Yeah,
you can find it online. but the whole thing is like, I want her to. I don't know if you guys even know who Liz McGuire is.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
loosely.
Yeah.
Okay,
is that Hillary Duff? Right?
Yeah, it's Hillary Duff. But on the show, her best friend is Gordo.
Okay.
And they basically go to Italy together, and they. smooch on a rooftop. Okay. Oh, and he's been like pining for her for years, even through dating. Wait,
is this
Aaron
the fan
Carter,
fiction or is this
even,
the...
This is real, real.
This is real, real. Okay.
This is the real life one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
Well, this is like a real TV on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And gotcha. Then like in the movie, she's like mistaken for a pop star. It's amazing. Okay. Right. So my whole thing is like, I want her to go to her high school reunion 10 mm-hmm. years. And the girl that bullied her in school, Kate Saunders, I want her to be like
the blonde girl, right?
Yes. Okay. I want her to be like, oh, like so nice now and all this stuff. But I want like Lizzie's character to like still be with Gordo and be like getting bored and trying to open their relationship.
Oh my God.
And I want Gordo to be like, okay, well, if we're open, like I'm gonna go with Kate. And yeah. like for her to get really upset. And I don't know why, but that just tickles me to think about.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
I just want you to get a job at Nickelodeon just to be able to like was right. it Nick or
it
was it
Disney Channel.
Disney. It was Disney. Yes. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Disney's doing open relationships.
Yeah, totally. They're gonna have
Nickelodeon
to.
Nickelodeon would, but Nickelodeon, not yeah. yeah. Nickelodeon's getting spicy. Oh,
they are.
Lately. They're getting a little saucy.
All right,
you know what's crazy?
I'm not letting my kids watch Rugrats anymore.
What was the show on?
What are you Rugrats doing?
What was the show on Nickelodeon? It was
iCarly.
Oh, what God. How Sparks was on
what's
it.
What's that show on
no,
Nickelodeon?
It was,
who was?
Lab Rats?
Oh, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it, but like he was telling, like How Sparks told me. One of like the kids on those shows were making well over like 250,000.
Yes, please
like,
sign me up.
Yeah, they like support like families.
I remember that's turning crazy. 15 and being like, it's over for me. I'm never going to be famous because I literally thought I was going to be a triple threat when I grew up. My hero was Britney Spears and Hannah Montana. And I was like, I'm going to get a job at the Disney Channel.
Oh my God.
I'm perfect for that. I would have been the perfect Disney kid as well.
I could see it.
And then yeah. I was like, I had this moment where I was like, I have boobs now and I am entering high school and yeah. And so I'm never going to be famous. Yeah.
It's so
because my boobs.
Well, I was just like aging out of the role.
Oh. Right, right. Well, what was it? Like Jamie Lynn Spears.
She had to drop the show cause she got pregnant
by like somebody on
worst
the show
day of my life. No, he was some boy from the South.
Okay. Did okay. You, yeah.
Now, were you trying to pursue anything? Were
oh,
you trying
yeah,
to pursue?
I literally always wanted to perform. And so I did theater. Do I need
did you like audition for anything?
I auditioned for this thing that they have where it's like for acting classes and right. they hook you up with the Disney Channel, right?
Oh,
but
Jesus.
Like you had
the
to pay.
Was that the
it was something like shady, right?
Oh yeah. The scams.
Right.
Yeah. And my poor father took me to this. Moore. And I just remember, like, I did, like, some theater when I was a kid and in high school, and I student directed plays and stuff, but I never got great roles, you know? And so I was like, I know I'm a star. Like, I have to be yeah. famous. And it was more just, like, I, like, literally nothing else made sense to me. When I was younger, I thought every single person wanted to be an actor. I was
right.
like, you want to do science? Like, excuse me?
It's funny. I felt the same way. Like, I always knew that that was kind of the avenue I wanted to go. I didn't know how to get there. Was
yeah.
the thing, you know, so.
Why did you start doing comedy or did you do theater or something?
No,
else
so
before?
I was working at the bank okay. and I did drama in like high school. I was always like the,
okay,
the
so
funniest.
You did do something.
Something,
yeah.
right? And so I was doing banking for the longest time. And I remember people would come in, they were like, oh, Manny Martin, that sounds like that name should be famous. And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe it should. Then
it's a great name.
It's
a,
yeah, the double
jealous.
M, right? And so yeah. we ended up.
It's not his real name. It's not.
Manulis Rojas Martin Jr.
Oh, so, yeah.
Manulis.
Yeah, yeah. And so yeah. I was.
That's a name.
Yeah, that's a fucking name. It's I'm surprised I haven't
it's
been
probably
recorded.
What it's going to have to be if he gets SAG. I bet there's already yeah. a Manny Martin,
probably.
So you're going to mm-hmm. have to switch it.
We ended up. I got a promotion. I called my mom, and I was like, oh shit, I just got a promotion, making great money. She was like, yeah, that's great, but I always thought you'd be like a comic or something. And I was like,
I
oh.
love your mom.
Oh yeah, I love yeah.
like, on top of this one sentence, I love her.
Yeah, yeah, she literally was like, I thought that you'd be a comic or like an actor or something. Why don't you try to do that? And I was like, all right.
Your then, parents go so hard for you.
I know.
My mom still to this day is like, why do you do comedy? Like, she does not
has
understand creative pursuits. Oh, yeah. She usually always gets the front row seat. I'm like,
oh,
can you sit a few rows
yeah,
back,
seriously?
Please?
Oh,
at all?
God.
Like, yeah.
yeah.
I think she gets it more now.
Right.
She, my dad and her had a date night, which they have never had in their lives, but they came to see me at Laughs
yeah.
Maybe a month or two ago now.
Oh, dope.
And
then they went and had sex.
No, I'm sure that hasn't happened in years. Our dog sleeps in their bed. But so we like they came to the show and the headliner was Jesus Trejo. And I'm like sitting there and I'm hearing my mom laugh and I'm like out loud. Like my mom does not like do that, you know.
Was it at your jokes or at Jesus's?
No, not mine. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, like she's tossing her head back. I'm like, my dad is cracking up. They're like hitting each other. They're laughing so hard. Aww. I'm like, you had one margarita, calm down. But so the show ends. This is so funny to me. And I feel like maybe it's only funny to comics. But the show ends and they like come up to me and they're like, I'm like, oh, did you guys have a great time? And she was like, oh, it was so great. The headliner was amazing. And he was like selling merch. And my mom goes, do you want me to buy you his t-shirt? It's like, mom, I like opened for LA. I don't know. Which, like, they were cool t-shirts. But like, my mom was genuinely like, you must be so excited that you had this. Like, you know what I mean? And she didn't say how my jokes were or anything. She was just the headliner was amazing. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Bosnian parents.
And he was. But like my, like doing something creative is like so funny to them.
Wow. Yeah. It's so interesting. So what do your sisters do?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My oldest sister is a lawyer.
Oh shit. Okay.
And my middle sister is a teacher and she's in school right now doing her master's. So they're like creme de la creme, you know?
And then wait, I forget. What do you do for the...
I work at a staffing company.
That's cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I do like my job and stuff, but I definitely, like I went to school and I did poli sci and Spanish.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, like I always wanted to be a writer. That's actually what I thought I would go to school for, but I didn't end up doing that. And I mean, like,
because
I write things
or...
now. It's just, it wasn't realistic, I guess. I also, when I first entered college, I was like, I'm gonna get a business degree and like go and I'll get a job and like whatever, you know. And you can do so many things with it. I thought I was gonna do accounting and then work for the FBI.
Whoa.
That's their most sought after major, accountants. Yes, it used to be lawyers and now it's accountants,
because it's where all the crime is.
Well, it's because you have to have a certain type of brain that can puzzle things together, and accountants have the way their brains function is very much that
no
way.
Shit, I didn't think.
And before it used to be like lawyers and politics and being pragmatic and stuff, and
you
that's
wanted
all gone
to be
through the window.
An accountant for the FBI, and you questioned if I'm fun at parties.
Well, I didn't want to be an accountant for them. I wanted to be a spy.
Okay.
I wanted to be a teenage spy who also performed music. So I wanted to do the Spy Kids movie. I literally thought that was realistic.
You have the best life ever. Like, I swear to God, like, the way you think is how I used to think. Like, did you ever see the movie Three Ninjas?
No.
Okay, so it was about these like kids who were like beating up adults because they knew karate. I was like, I thought I could really do that shit. And then like Home Alone, I thought that was like real.
The best,
right? And so like,
I'm so juvenile, actually.
Yeah.
In like terms of, and that's why my parents worry about me, and it pisses me off because I'm so independent and I actually do think about things and I'm very hard on myself.
Right.
But my first instinct is always to dream so big.
Why
and
not?
Then be like, let it crash. You know, so my parents think I'm like this loosey-goosey, like don't know what's going on kind of thing. And I'm not, but they just have this perspective because like I have two older sisters and they baby me, and it's like,
so do you think it has anything to do with them being from a war-torn country?
Yeah,
and
of
then
course.
Like, okay.
But you know, there's Bosnian filmmakers. That's like you know,
but every freaking movie is about the war, and I'm kind of over it.
You
know what I mean? Like, yes, we need to tell the stories. I think they're very important, but like,
There's
I can only
things.
Watch so many
What's
movies.
I wonder if you could put a spin on it if you did a wartime movie. Like,
I want to do a comedy.
What's the new one with
genocide?
Hitler?
Yeah.
The new one with Hitler where he's got like, he's like,
Taika Waititi?
Yeah, or something like
that.
Yeah, where he's, well, he's got a little buddy and he's like, Jojo, why do you think? So,
well,
you got to see.
Hitler's his imaginary
friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's abhorrent, but I love it.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well,
so,
it's like, about a little Nazi.
The thing that I have trouble with is I actually would love the idea of doing a comedy about the Bosnian War, because talking about death is so taboo in our culture. And really? I will push my parents' buttons about it all the time. And maybe that's messed up because, like, high PTSD. But I just think that it is insane that this country went through this thing and they don't disarm people and talk about and so I do think that it could maybe work, but I'm also like, Bosnian sense of humor is very different,
right they're gonna be like, oh, she's just disrespecting what happened, and
like, so. I can never be a Bosnian stand-up comic.
Are you somebody who would put together a 9/11 show like that?
My god, Vancouver? I don't like following the drama of of anything. Yeah. I literally when I see the posts in the, like, the comedy groups and stuff, I get actually really upset.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, delete Facebook off my phone.
Yeah.
But, like, that to me was just, like, you're provoking people. Right. Like, you're asking to have your ass handed to you.
Yeah. Know? It's definitely
also, by the way, she posted today in Portland trying to get time, and everybody started, this is the one, this is everyone started showing, like, hey, she was in Seattle trying to get time in Seattle. It was like hilarious.
Oh my god.
But that's what I'm saying, is more people should quit comedy.
yeah totally, I agree. I wish, know? And they will. I mean, they usually just fall off. But tell us about the Europe trip. So you just got back from Europe?
Yeah, so I went to Greece and Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. Your segues are just so...
Well, I wanted to know this for a while, because I think we went to a lot of the same places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. So.
Did you do a cruise?
What
did you
do? Hell no. A lot of people get murdered on cruises. I'm never doing that.
No
cruises
shit.
Cruises are lame, aren't they?
Well, no, it's more that they don't have to publish that someone was murdered on the cruise, because it's like different international waters.
Oh,
laws.
Shit.
So Disney cruises have had so many murders.
Are you serious?
Yes, so many deaths, so many murders, but they don't have to publish it. It's I'm sending you guys links tonight.
Okay, this isn't like conspiracy.
Sure, this isn't like stuff Trump reads.
No. This is real, and it's also part of the reason that a lot of people get human trafficked on cruises, especially women. I'm never doing a cruise. Like, I wanted to do the Paramore cruise. Bye.
Dude, I went on a cruise, and it was like if I went with, like, you guys, it would have been like the best fucking party, because it was like, literally there was like a club, but I was with my in-laws who were like 70.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, so.
Well, I think I've heard about, there's a number of people, like, that's how they get rid of their spouse. It's just push
overboard.
Over. Yeah.
Wow. That's scary.
I believe that.
The one's not a bad idea.
I 100% believe that. Yeah. But no, I didn't do a cruise. Although I did.
You're into true crime, though.
I'm
isn't this
very
why?
Into
so
crime.
I'm wondering if this is why. You may be if it's slanted about these murders, like,
no, it's
number.
real. It's real.
Wait. So I know that you haven't answered Europe yet, but like Dylan Roof and all that. No, not Dylan Roof. What was the guy making a murderer?
Oh.
Did he? Somebody like said that. Did you see him making a murder?
No, but Dylan Roof, the guy.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
not that guy.
Yeah,
sorry.
Say,
No. Yeah,
it.
I know.
Right.
The making a murderer guy. It was what was the nephew's name?
I don't remember his name. I know what you're talking about.
But I feel like there was somebody who came forth with, like, they said that they did it. I don't know if they really got to.
I didn't hear any of this.
You need to watch it.
Okay, so here's my favorite thing on YouTube right now. I don't know why. I don't know how to do makeup, but there is this girl on YouTube who does her makeup, and she talks. She tells you true crime stories while she does these amazing makeup looks. So I'm just mesmerized watching her do this, like, red eyeshadow.
Hilarious.
And, like, it's beautiful. And then she's just like, so that was crazy. And I'm like, oh, it's amazing. I will send you guys links. And the cruise thing is real, though. That I'm not exaggerating. I know I can get hyped up, but, like, that is real.
That's scary.
Fucking Disney.
I should tell people that when I drive for Lyft and I'm dropping them off at cruises. You know, some of the most murders happen on
the cruises.
Enjoy your travels.
Hey, what's your favorite YouTube stuff to watch?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
No one knows.
I start watching the history of, like, wrestling and old wrestling promos. I'm like, I don't even watch wrestling anymore. But suddenly it was like, oh, how did Ric Flair? How did he move to the other? Oh, I should really know that information now after 25 years.
I don't understand wrestling.
Well, no, neither do I.
It's just like a soap opera for men.
But, like, it's fake. And then why do you have winners if it's fake? I'd be like, you wrote me into this script.
Hold on. It's predetermined.
Okay.
It's not fake. It's predetermined.
I don't understand. I would be so pissed if you told me that I have to go lose a match and I have to show up. I'd be like, oh, I'm really going to beat your head in.
But you're an actor on a soap opera.
No. I would be like, I have to be the lead role.
Right. But however, your reaction is exactly what happens to those people.
Yeah.
They get pissed off and they're like, no, I won't lose. Yeah. No, I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah.
I used to think the shit was real when I was like a 13-year-old.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I only recently found this out.
And so I thought it was real until UFC came around, because people used to get punched in the face in wrestling and then you fight back and you punch them. But then when you get punched in UFC and somebody just gets knocked out, I'm like, oh.
I also think UFC is objectively stupid.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, do whatever you want with your life. But you can't tell me that it's like, okay, so we're just going to beat each other
blue.
What
do you think about boxing?
Dumb. I think it's more beautiful and graceful, but I still think it's objectively dumb.
I think lightweight is kind of pretty.
Lightweight.
You gotta be quick on your feet.
It's a game.
I'll tell you what, it's super weird for me to watch two women beat each other up. Like, but there's one, I can't remember her name. She beats the shit out of everybody, and she was like Amanda Nunes. Dude,
oh,
if you ever get,
she's insane.
She is. She like kicked the shit
out of
UFC.
Okay,
but UFC almost to me is like, who's the best fighter on the planet? Like with your feet, with your hands?
No, I think it's literally like who's scrappy and who's having a good day.
Yeah.
Like, I just think like, so whenever these like paid per whatever, pay-per-view, I don't know whatever it's called.
Boss memes.
Whenever the pay-per-view comes out and like my generation gets excited about it and I'm like, excuse me, none of you watched wrestling until Twitter told you to. Like, and we just like decide that we like it because everyone else is. I'm like, they're literally advertising you so that you'll pay for this. I'm not paying to watch two people beat each other up.
That's why the reason I like wrestling and not UFC is I like that it's fake.
Okay.
You know, I like
the show.
I like that it's choreographed and it's a show. And no one's really getting hurt.
Yeah.
When someone really gets hurt, I get freaked out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, that's not, that's real.
It's hard to watch somebody get kicked in the face.
Yeah.
And knocked out. I'm just like, ugh.
Like,
but,
I loved Million Dollar Baby and I loved Creed, but I'm not going to watch that shit live.
Right. So, but it's funny because my like favorite YouTube videos are, it's called Bully, it's like bully karma videos where like a bully where somebody's like being a bully but then the bully gets knocked out. I don't know why that's like my favorite shit to watch.
Were you bullied as a kid?
A little bit, but I actually like whooped a lot of ass. Okay. So like, you know what I mean? Like I only lost one fight and it was because I wouldn't fight back against this girl.
Road rage.
Yeah.
I love road rage videos.
Yeah.
Where the people road rage karma.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're like their
the
car flips.
I do love that. I like but I don't like to me that's stressful to watch.
A little bit.
No,
I
don't want road rage. I like when road rage backfires. Those that's my specific genre.
When you
that's
do genre.
I like road rage that backfires.
I saw a Tesla last night going 95 on the freeway. I was going 65 and they thought I was slow, even though I wasn't even in the far left lane. And he's like zooming, like swerving everywhere. And I was like, what I wouldn't give
for you to just fishtail
to knock out on that pole.
You know what? When I'm driving around, my greatest joy is to see someone in a BMW getting a ticket.
Oh my God.
Yeah, getting pulled over.
When I am cut off, it is like 95% of the time it's a fucking BMW.
Yes.
Right?
Man.
I hate anyone who drives a BMW, a Benz, a Tesla, just all that shit.
My favorite is when I see somebody get pulled over in the carpool lane or in the bus lane.
Yes.
When like I'm trying to like be
the
legal.
The best moment is like coming off of you're heading I-5 south,
right?
The Columbus Way exit. It's carpool only. And you see someone someone in front of me, not using, you know, doesn't have a passenger in there. And you come around the corner and it's the end of the month and the cops are there. And they're like, they just point at the car and pull them over.
And they're like, quotas.
So like, me and whoever are like, well, why would high five? Like, they got him. That's the only time I like seeing a cop.
Well,
like, they're going to get them.
Well, the reason it tickles me when it's like an expensive car, especially doing stuff like that, is like, whatever, you can afford the ticket.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, to me, it's hilarious because it's like, you really think you're the shit driving around?
Seriously.
I hope that these Seattle drivers rear end you. I really do. Like, why do you need an expensive car in Seattle?
I do not feel, I feel differently toward the Tesla.
Okay.
because it's an environment. There, I know people that they the reason they have it specifically is environmental reasons.
Sure,
they believe
sure.
so strongly.
The Prius wasn't good enough, but
no, I mean, zero emissions versus, and it's also Teslas in particular are the safest car made.
Really.
Safest car made. You will. It's like
but
a.
Some
tank.
Of them catch on fire, and some of and the other stuff they do.
Do
the
you know
environment
the number
is not the bomb.
Hold on. The number of that catch on fire are actually equal to regular cars that catch on fire.
That's
so
hilarious.
It's not like it's cars that catch on fire. But these, despite the bad, they are built so that. Like the way you, the one when you get hit, if you want to be if you're hitting a car, you want to be hitting a Tesla. Mm. You will not get hurt.
But don't you objectively think that people who own Teslas now are assholes?
No.
No. Like that you can't. They. I. Every driver I see that is almost always doing the most.
I just want you to write
a
book.
Well,
for that's me, all. I just want you to write a book about all your opinions.
For me, it's
and publish
BMW.
That shit.
I've never. Okay. I'm always cut off, or they're always swerving through
okay,
everything.
Okay, I agree with that. For me, it would be like BMW, Tesla, Mercedes box cars, or whatever they're called. And then
mine are
would
those
be
monster
like,
truck motherfuckers. just,
why are you driving a Hummer? It's 2019. Like,
good point. Good point.
Hello.
Whenever I see, I just cracks me up when there's a big giant truck in Seattle, and I'm all like, where?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Eat
you,
a
you can't
you,
drive
you can't
downtown.
Park.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to park.
It's beyond annoying.
God, I didn't know we cared so much about roads.
Yeah.
That was the best part of my trip, though, is I literally, before I was leaving, my mom was like, what are you most excited about? And I was like, I don't have to drive anywhere for 15 days.
Right.
It was
you went to Italy, right?
I went to Greece first, and then I went to Italy to visit my best friend.
Where in
friend.
Italy?
Okay, I planned the whole trip around food. Listen
to this. Okay. It has the best food, right?
So I went to Bologna first, and we tried the famous pastas and lasagna.
And the bologna?
Of course.
Okay.
Bolognese?
Well, but it's not called that. Italians. And then we went to Florence, Firenze. Okay. And I hope I'm saying that right. And then we went to, my best friend lives in a town called Livorno, which is like 30 minutes from Pisa.
Okay.
And so we were kind of up there. It's a little bit northern. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Rome and did a day trip to Salerno for the Pisa.
Nice. So, wow, you ran around Italy.
Yeah. It was great, though. It wasn't as tiring as I thought it was going to be because we had, like, whenever it was busy, we'd get a break right away. Mm-hmm. And I also didn't walk as much as I thought we would walk, which, like, the trip I took before that, I was, like, it was tiring.
That's
and I had
how,
to literally stay
Florence
in the hotel.
Florence was insane to me with the little cars and mopeds that would fly around
everywhere
in these super narrow streets.
Yeah.
It was like, how you all aren't dead, I don't
know.
Understand.
I could never. People are like, you should rent a car when you go to Italy, drive through Tesla. I'll take the bus.
Yeah.
Like,
I went, so when we were in Greece.
Where'd you go in Greece?
Let's see, we went to Santorini?
Did you? No. I hated Santorini.
Yeah.
I mean, hate is a strong word. I loved everywhere I go.
Wait,
but
what, is Santorini the one with the blue and the white?
Yes.
Yeah.
But like that was a madhouse. Like you cannot stop walking once you're walking and you feel like sardines and everyone goes there for a picture and I'm like, y'all, this is not Greece.
So yeah, there was we had the worst driver and he literally like he was like dodging in and out of cars and was like almost hitting shit and we were like, oh shit. And then like he stopped at the very end and he was like, is this normal? And pulled off his glasses. He had like one eye closed because he had a stroke.
What?
And we were like, that's
what,
like, he said he had it for a few days.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
You should probably go to the hospital.
He said, is this normal?
He asked us.
I was like,
you're Americans. You're probably doctors, right?
Yo. And then, like, literally.
Wait, this is unbelievable.
This is insane. And then, like, he had a dog in the back of the car, too, which is fucking weird. So,
I love that.
Yeah. Actually. And so then at the very end, what did he say to us? He was like, oh, during the thing, he was like, if the cops pull us over, you guys are just my friends. You know what I mean? I was like,
it was like Lyft in the early days.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Because it's
I guess he needed a license or something.
Yeah.
But they had some sort of thing where they weren't paying taxes.
Call it a gypsy cab.
Probably.
And then, then I get called a racist.
Yes. Yeah, Roma cab. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So anyways, after he pulled that off, he was like, I'll be back to pick you up. And we're like, shit.
Oh my
gosh. It was just insane. We went to Rome. You said you went in the Coliseum, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That was amazing.
Did you turn to your in-laws and be like, well, you hate regulation, right?
So yeah. Here exactly.
This is what you get.
I can't even remember all the places. We went to Rhodes. We went to...
Oh, I heard that's beautiful.
Yeah, Rhodes is great. Yeah. We actually went to Turkey.
Did you go to Athens?
Oh, I want
to
go.
Wait, yeah. Did you go to Athens?
I don't know if we did.
Athens is insane. Like, yeah. I have never seen congestion like that. Like, oh. I thought Seattle was bad.
Maybe we did go to Athens. We went to Pompeii. And
the only reason I want to go to Greece is I think it's Athens. I'd look it up first, of course. But I just want to go where theater started.
Oh,
because there's one place
where the Godfather was.
The guy stepped forward, you know, and became the first actor.
It's amazing. While I was there, I didn't know this, but Florence and the Machine had a show.
Oh,
going
no shit.
On. It, like, you could see it, like, it was in the Acropolis.
Oh,
like,
that's
you have
dope.
To enter into the Acropolis area.
Gloria
and then
Stefan?
That, no, no, no.
Florence and the
Machine. Oh, my God.
I love her.
Florence and the Machine, who, I mean, I've seen her live before, so I can only imagine. She's, like, very ethereal and whimsical and magical.
Okay, I've never seen.
And she.
Have you ever seen The Fifth Element?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was like that. You remember the blue thing that was like.
the Blue Man Group?
It was kind of like.
The blue remember? Thing?
The blue thing. The blue dancer in Fifth Element. The one who had the stones in her.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to look this
up. You
got
to watch it. It's one of the best. That? God, that movie is that old.
I can't even remember that. I don't even think of that movie. I know
it's a great
some
movie.
People loved it, but I was too young for it when it came out. And then I just didn't want to watch it again. Because Tucker bothered me in it.
Did you say you were vegan or doing vegan things?
No, I'm doing a Whole 30 right now.
Okay.
Which is not vegan.
Yeah.
Well,
I was just going to say, because I didn't realize this, but Athens has a big vegan culture.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's called starving. That's not
they're like, we don't have any choice.
Yeah, that's probably, the lamb is all out. But,
so it like blew my mind though, like when I was next to the Coliseum, that like people used to die in that shit.
Oh, that to me, I remember learning in high school what actually went on in the Coliseum.
So I guess only some of them died, not a lot.
No, it was like.
Was it a lot?
Majority. Like, no, if you went there, you were probably going to die. Is how I'm thinking it was.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I love
and if
the little.
You didn't, you died an hour later.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah. From the injury.
Because they're like, oh, let's go get some leeches to put on.
Well, so in the Lizzie McGuire movie, she performs in the Coliseum.
In your Lizzie McGuire movie?
No.
Callback.
In the movie, she gets mistaken for this Italian pop star, and she decides to impersonate her.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Amazing. But so I was so
she was like a brunette,
though,
right?
Go. Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
And the person that did the vocals for the brunette was her sister, Haley.
Oh, shit.
Life.
Okay,
I'm giving you guys all
okay,
the
Okay, yeah, we know Haley Duff.
Yeah. But so I was so excited to go to the Coliseum. But I remember in high school learning like what they did, and it was like for sport. It
Wait,
was for
are we talking
fun.
About the Italian Coliseum or the
yes,
okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
make
yes.
Sure it was.
And I was like so horrified because I was like, y'all are killing people for sport.
Like it's literally we have such a violent history, and you know, I was even like when I went to Spain and. For the bullfights, like
oh God, I could never.
I like we didn't
it's
watch
so
the bullfight,
abusive,
but we went
yeah.
in the thing to see it, and I'm like, that's just fucking mean. Like,
it
why
is.
Would you like?
It's
I don't know.
So mean.
Okay. I'm just I can't kill
Coliseum.
Anything.
Do you know? Did you learn what they were? What the Coliseum was in the 20s and 30s?
Mm-mm.
Slums.
No shit.
They had apartment buildings in there. It in the 20s and 30s, it never occurred to anyone that all of their old relics, would have tourist value.
Oh wow. My God.
It never occurred to them. And then, like, what it did, they're like, oh, well, let's try it. And then they started opening it up. Yeah, they were just slums. They were just housing all the poor people in
Well,
them.
Don't you ever think about that? Like, we've been tricked into liking some tourist destinations.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to see the Space Needle. Like,
you haven't been to the Space Needle?
I have, but, like, I go and I'm like,
yeah,
this
it's,
is it?
Yeah, it's, like, I mean... It's
kind of cool.
The new one,
I'm
like,
impressed.
Have you been since
No, I will never go again. I will never go up again.
You don't like the glass?
Why would I like looking down to my death?
I would actually love that.
It was
I would
cool.
go again.
But no, I will piss
my
pants.
My cousin was here when we did that show, and she was like, I want to go see it. And I was
no,
like, all right, let's
and
do it.
I drove somebody that had been up there, and like apparently there was some kid next to them who like would... jump
and
he's
God.
Like I he said you gotta fucking stop like he told
wow.
the little kid he's like fucking no
that'd
be
that.
Me like no we're dead no
well I think about what you're paying for an elevator ride
well okay
and
payment wise
you know what
totally.
I mean
I get that I'm
like
cheap,
to me the Chihuly Museum is 100 times cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? From an architecture standpoint, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I always think about that because, like, I love going to Europe for the architecture, right?
Right.
Like, I could look at the outside of buildings all damn day.
I love the fact that in Florence, particularly Florence, because it's a less of a city, I was like, there's nowhere you could stand and not see art.
It's amazing.
I felt like I was walking through a history book, which was the coolest thing.
So, yeah.
I didn't even like history in school, but I was like, this is fucking awesome. If they had had this in high school, they would have probably not failed.
If they took me on that spring break trip. And
for real.
I love Italy, and I have one of my life goals is to spend 6 months just in a villa.
I'm going to try to learn Italian because now my best friend, like, she's married to an Italian guy. And I'm like, I got to, I'm part of the family now. You know what I mean?
Wine by the liter.
Yes.
You should take him to this really, there's this really cool Italian restaurant out here.
Tell us. It's going to be really disappointing for all of us that went amazing. To Italy.
It's called Olive Garden.
That's exactly what the fuck I was going to say.
Well, they're your family.
I was so depressed when I came back about food.
Oh,
I did really want pho.
Did you
eat
pizza
when
you were out there? Did you do it with a fork?
Well, it depended on the pizza, but I mean, people eat pizza with a fork and knife over there.
I did that, and I was like, this
is
so
weird. It's a lot more watery than people think.
You can't really
Did you like the food instantly when you were there? Like, was it amazing instantly?
So here's the thing. I will say that I didn't have a single horrible meal, but there were some where I was just like, this is like when you go out to regular ass Italian.
You know what I mean? What I said when I went is I felt like it took about 3 days. After 3 days,
your taste buds need to calm down.
Yes, they cleared of all the preservatives and everything I eat, because I felt like day three suddenly was like, this is fucking awesome.
Well,
like,
my first meal was in Greece when we landed. The first meal I had was lamb cooked in a lemon sauce.
Oh shit!
It was beyond. I was so I ate that thing so fast.
Yeah.
Like there was no chance my stomach was gonna not enjoy that.
Right.
Yeah. Immediately threw up that night. But
Did you overeat?
No, the owner kept giving us free wine.
Oh, that's the best. Dude, we ran into that when we were in Morocco. Everybody kept overfeeding us.
Yes.
And like when we literally got to the last place, we were like, oh, thank God we made it through dinner. And then they were like, oh, but we know it's your anniversary, so we made you this cake.
Oh, what?
And we were like,
I love that.
And so we ate the cake, and then I just had to go throw up. Like, I had to force to throw up. It was that
but
bad.
But, like, everyone in Greece, we were on this really quiet island. They kept giving us free food. And, like, my ass is like, hell yeah. And so every single meal we had, we got free food, which was so lovely. I mean, they're so hospitable.
Okay.
But I was like,
I'm wondering, do you remember Greg Giraldo's joke about this?
Uh-uh.
He's like, he's talking about how hot women, they don't understand the real world because they go to
Europe.
They go, Europe is great. Like, no, you just go and people will just like drive you around.
No.
So like, the rest of us aren't dealing with that. No. Everyone gave me food and drinks. It was wonderful.
Silas, I was actually laughing about that because two really funny stories. Yeah. One, in 2014, I studied abroad. Okay. Yeah. I'm that white bitch. Okay? I went to Spain, best experience of my life, whole thing. But like, I was blatantly ignored. Like, it's hilarious. And my best friend, she was super hot. And so like every guys would approach her and I would literally just be like holding her drink. Like, it was hilarious. Like, no one paid attention to me, you know, or not that I noticed.
That's why I was walking around with Manny anyway.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? But then, and then also this trip that we went on, I went with my friend and it was great. And like the men, I definitely would never go to Greece and Italy.
Yeah.
Like, I love to solo travel, but like the men are so aggressive. And like, that's, I've been to Spain and like Italian, and Greek men especially, I was like, y'all need to chill.
Dude,
like,
we had a moment in Morocco, but it was kind of like a callback to something that happened to me in the States. So remember when I told you my boss had grabbed my ass, but like, but had cupped it? And then like, but like,
a woman.
Yeah. And she was like big burly. Like, she looked like Dog the Bounty Hunter and she was wasted and she grabbed my ass, but like grabbed my ass whole. Like, and I was like, oh, that was weird. And I turned around and I thought it was Crystal, right? And I turned around and it wasn't her. And she was like, give me another drink, bitch. And I'm like, oh, okay, here you go. And so I was weirded out. And I was like, man, we had a friend's birthday party. I was like, I don't want to come out because I know she's out there. Like, my boss is going to like make me feel weird. Crystal's like, Manny, we're waiting for you to do Carl's birthday. Bring your fucking ass out here. Like, I was like, I don't want to go out there because my boss is out there.
It's been cupped.
That's yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was like, I got like molested. Yeah. And she was like, Manny, women got to deal with the shit all the fucking time. Suck it up.
This is true.
And bring your ass out. And I was like, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? Everybody's mad at me. I'm like, yeah. Oh, whatever. Right. So we're in Morocco, walking down the street. These two kids go by on a dirt bike and like they reach out and grab Crystal's like butt and then like drive off. And she looked at me and she's like, what the fuck? And I looked at her.
So yeah. Angry.
I was like, whoa. And I looked at Crystal and I was like, suck it up. Women have to deal with this shit all the fucking time.
Well,
but,
so it happens.
But
I
it's
luckily
like,
don't ever. I mean, it has happened to me, but like this trip, it didn't totally. Happen.
But
even
it is
with
weird
all the
though. Like, I don't know if it's just like Europe and like.
Well, but so here's what I was laughing about is that the men over there cheat rampantly, but they think that American women are super loose.
Right.
And so, of course, they're like, when they can tell. But you can tell when someone's American and you're in Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they watch TV. Or movies.
You know.
Like, what would give them that?
But I'm
idea?
Like, y'all are the whores. But anyways, so we went out in Florence one night, and my friend speaks Italian, right? And so we went to this. It was this place that was started in Italy, but it's Brazilian sushi.
Okay.
Like
it's
a fusion place. And my friend loves sushi. She never gets to eat it. So she's like, let's go here for dinner. And we're like, okay, but I was like, I want to go out. Like I want to go dancing, right?
Totally.
And so we're asking everyone, like, where do you go? Where do you go? And they're all like, oh, just go right literally across the street. There's this bar. It's like really nice. And the upstairs becomes a dance floor. So we're like, sick. Let's go over there. I go over there. Keep in mind, like, I packed really light.
Yeah.
Like, I was not, like, in a dress or heels or anything. Like, I was in sandals, jeans, a sweater. And my friend is, like, in a sweater and, like, a long skirt. And my other friend is, like, in a long dress.
Right.
So we're not, like, doing the most, right? We were, like, dinner and then we'll go out for drinks or something. And then maybe if we find a spot. So we go over there and we're like, oh, the drinks here are expensive, but we already ordered them. And I'm like, it was like €13 for a Moscow Mule. Like, that was not okay. Right?
Wow.
And so we're like, and my friend, like, I'm standing there and I'm like, oh, we heard there's dancing. So I asked this woman next to us because she actually asked me, which was very nice. Like, you know how sometimes bouncers are like, very like uppity and they're like, oh, like you keep like you can't come in here unless you look a certain way.
Oh, right.
And we're like, I was like trying to look around and see where the upstairs was. And she's like, oh, and she's Italian. She's like, oh, are you looking for something? And I was like, oh, we heard there was dancing. And I'm like, not. I'm speaking English and embarrassed that like I can't ask her in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh yeah, there is like the bathroom's right here, so that's the line. But like at one a.m. we'll open the dance floor. And I'm like, I'm not gonna make it. 7:30. And so we're standing there and my friend turns to me and she goes, do you see what's happening around us? We're not going to get in at 1 a.m. Like they're not going to let us in. And I was like, why? What's going on? And she's like, look around. Everyone is celebrating something. They all have a table and it's bottle service. Like not getting in. And she's like Italian at this point. And so we're like, we're walking around. We went to a few other places, but it's like literally the only place you can go.
Yeah.
Right? So we get there. And this is why I'm laughing that you say that the thing about like, oh, women have a different experience. So we get there and there's these other girls and they hear us speaking English, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my God, you guys are Americans too. And they're like dressed to the nines.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They have those like little cowl neck satin dresses, heels. Like they look great. And they go, yeah, it's so weird. Like, we don't know why we got invited here. Do you think it's going to be good? But like, they're giving us free drinks. And I was like, oh, you guys have no idea why you got invited. And she was like, yeah, it's just so nice to like see other Americans. And I was like, yeah, it's really nice to see other Americans. And I was like, I don't know if we're going to, we got in.
Yeah.
And also the bouncers were women.
Oh, okay.
And they were so nice.
Oh shit.
And they were literally like, oh, don't worry, we'll let you in. Like, if you have any trouble, just say, you know, Carolina, like, we got you.
Oh,
like
dope.
They to me, like, I'm not like, you know what I mean? Like they have no reason to be nice to me. I'm an annoying American tourist.
Traffickers. Yeah.
Like anyone who says Carolina, they're gone. Right?
You know when you go out, like, try going to Aston Martin and being like, or whatever that fucking manor, whatever.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but like the one with the tub. And try going there
the
not in heels.
That I've heard about, and it's like a weird swinger place or some shit.
I'm sure there's swingers.
Wait, here?
Yeah.
Seattle?
Like Aston Manor or some shit like that?
Oh, I've... No, that's... I don't think it's a swinger place.
Okay.
I think everyone's a whore there. But,
okay.
Like, I don't think...
Imagine meeting the love of your life in a club.
Like, yeah. That would be
picture it. That'd
wait,
be rough.
What do you mean, like a regular club? Like
no, just like similar. Imagine you're like 2 a.m. drunk and you're like, "Fuck yeah, I met my wife." Like,
it happens.
I don't think that it happens.
It used to happen
and last.
Now you have to, yeah. Now you have to meet him on Tinder.
Right?
Yeah. Man, what a trip. That's
what
cool.
You're not gonna bring this up.
What, dating?
Yeah.
What? You're the we're married. We don't.
Yeah,
like,
we tapped out on life. Yeah.
Like, is it?
I'm debating getting married so that people will have zero interest in my dating life.
Then they'll just ask you when you're gonna have kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait, but what? Is it? Because everyone can't stop talking about like internet dating. Like, I can't stop talking about it.
I think it's just easy.
Is
it's evergreen topic. People love to talk about.
But you've
love
never had
and dating.
An
ex-
What's crazy to me, like, don't I even say.
Did you hear about John Slayton shit?
No.
Oh my
Wait,
god.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Let's. They can listen to the podcast.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. It's just like I don't know that I could survive. Like I think I'm. I think this is my last. This has to be my last wife, right? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Like I'm done because I can't. I can't switch to being an
how
online
did,
person.
I got one. I got one more.
I met both of my wives same way. dance through dance. I used to
love that.
It was Bosnian.
We met my current wife. I met her at a Lindy Hop class.
Oh my god, I'm debating taking ballroom class. So
what's
thinking
Lindy Hop?
This is the sign.
It's a variation of swing.
Okay. Yeah.
How did
swing
you meet your wife, Manny?
Oh shit! So she was depositing this fat check. I was her teller,
and then he deposited a fat check.
Ah no! What? But I found out later that check wasn't really a fat check. It was a student loan. So now we owe $70,000. So
oh my god,
fun times.
Y'all are such a like handsome couple.
Yeah, she's the handsome part. I'm beautifully challenged, so I do my
no
thing.
Like really, it's I like when I met you guys on the film, I didn't realize that you had said like, oh, this is also my wife.
Oh, and yeah
so I was like, oh, I thought you had pointed to someone else. And
you know,
so I
funny?
Was like, oh yeah, that's Manny's wife to everyone. And they were like, I don't think, like, I think we messed up. Like, I think that's not his wife. And I was like, I didn't hear him. Like,
wait, which one? Which one were you saying?
Oh, my gosh. I forget who it was. And I'm so embarrassed because I just didn't hear it. Like, I was, like, deaf.
Someone
like,
in the film?
Okay. Yeah. Oh. And so I was just like, I thought you had pointed to someone else. I legit just made an
Hilarious.
Error. Like, I didn't see where your finger went.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was, like, kind of behind you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, like that. I'm pretty sure Manny said that's his wife. And
it's so funny.
Were you being racist?
No. Okay. And I was literally, like, sitting there, like, yeah, like, that's kind of, like, he's hanging out with this other chick a lot. And I was just I totally just didn't
Hilarious.
Look
You know
what's
so
right
funny? I think to this day, I've never asked a girl out. Like, she was the one who asked me out. I'm too shy. I'm
Crystal
so
asked you out.
Yeah. I'm so afraid of rejection that I've never asked a girl out in my life. So everybody who I've ever dated, I think I've only had like maybe like 2 or 3 girlfriends. Like, they've all asked me out. So
are you for real? For real?
Swear to God. Yeah, I'm like that shy. Like,
maybe
I am.
Maybe this needs to be my game plan.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
just asking, like,
just fine,
not
yeah.
being shy.
Yeah.
I like when
we talked
I like
about this yesterday.
Yeah, I know. But see, I'm like you, where it's like,
Silas
I'd rather somebody
my
else.
Guru, my
was he?
Guru.
I mean, yeah. You clearly ask people out. I'm just, I'm too.
Silas, I feel like, would be so charming.
Yeah.
I wish. I got
you know, it's weird. I'm just like, I like part of me, I've always had this like ugly duckling complex.
Same.
Yeah, where I'm just like, I don't think that I'm like a
I literally think
looking.
I'm the most hideous person in the room.
Are you serious?
No,
that's
but
hilarious.
Like literally at all. And my friends will be like, oh, like, yeah. They'll be like, oh, that guy was totally hitting on you. And I'll be like, why are you telling me?
I know.
While
like,
we were at the bar.
Always over my head. I'm
I
just
find
like.
Out 5 years later, I found my first date that I ever went on.
Yeah.
I found out 5 years later that it was a date. I didn't know it was a date.
Oh my God. I was on a date.
Yeah.
I thought. And when I found out she didn't know it was, well, she didn't know. No, I found out right before that she didn't know it was a date. They're like, her friend was like, hey,
it's horrifying.
He didn't realize, she didn't realize because I was old fashioned.
Yeah.
And I guess asking out, hey, let's, you want to go to, we could have dinner or
yes.
lunch there. She just thought it was like going to lunch.
Yeah.
And someone had to explain it. No, Silas is like, he actually like will try to go on a date with somebody.
Yeah.
Not just like hang out until you start making out.
I hate that. We should hang out. No, I have plenty of friends.
Yeah. People are just cheap now, exactly. Right?
Well, yeah. I don't even mind that. Like, okay, so that my first date, mm-hmm. the whole time I'm talking about how I hate dating.
Right.
With this guy who's so handsome. Mm-hmm. Like, his name was. But like, so I'm like cracking up and I'm like, oh yeah, this is so dumb. And he was so nice and took us to this, like, he took me up on a rooftop. Like, I was just like,
oh,
you
know what
I
mean? Poor guy.
Yeah, I was you the worst.
You know what? And then he told people about this and they're like, you got friend zone, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You got friend zone.
But meanwhile, I thought he was so handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like totally, my mind is just not there. Like, I'm literally thinking about everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, dating to me is so not a priority. And it sounds like so much work.
Wait, would you have dated him though?
No. No, because I mean, to me at that point in my life, I was like working 30 hours a week and putting myself through school. You know what I mean? Like, gotcha. I wasn't about to, you know, I would have gone, like, he was so handsome, but I wouldn't have ever, like, thought, so, like, I should date.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, I remember I was kind of like, I was hanging out with the Seahawk cheerleader and like, she was,
don't act confused.
No, I was, I know. It was like, that's how dumb I was like, you know, like, I had never slept with anybody yet. And she was like, so you're not going to like make a move on me? I was like, I don't know how to make a fucking move, you know what I mean? And it was just like,
I love that though.
I'm just
I do like when a guy's like asks me out. I will say
totally.
That.
Yeah,
like, that's just my personal thing. You don't have to agree with that. I think it's fine when women ask men out, but I do like when guys ask me out. But also, like, shy guys.
Oh, yeah.
That probably to her was so intriguing.
Right.
That you were, like, not trying to make a move.
That's how I always am, though. I'm just such an idiot. Like, there's been girls who are like, oh, yeah, we probably would have been married and had kids by now. Like, I was like, what the fuck? How come nobody told me this in high school?
Crystal's like, lock it down.
Yeah, she was like, let's lock this shit down, motherfucker. So
I just, whenever someone said yes to me, I just married them.
That's pretty, okay. Yeah.
All right, fine. They said
that's
yes.
Pretty much how
I think let's go get that's married. How it's going to happen for me. I think that I will have one serious relationship when I'm 40 and I will.
All of our listeners
late.
Are going to be like.
No, I really have always had this premonition that I'm going to get married very late.
Do you have premonitions?
A little bit. Yeah,
me too.
I do. Yeah. I a lot of the, in high school.
26 can be late in life, just depending on how long you live.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I actually don't.
You only have 5 years left.
I don't want to live to be like 100.
No.
I want to be like a cool 80.
That would be, right? Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I just want to be like 83, 84.
Like, oh, gone too soon still on the obituary. But like,
still?
Yeah. Oh, God.
They lived a long life. That's the worst to me. It's like, I don't want it to be, you know,
Dude, oh my God.
What's up?
I got to tell you about this woman.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
I was telling her, I was telling Manny actually about it online. I was driving for Lyft the other day and I got his ride. It's this weird.
Oh, yeah.
There's this special thing where you can order for like your elderly people,
love that.
So I picked this woman, this older woman up. I have to put like a walker in the back seat and I'm driving her to like a retirement home. And, you know, we're just small little chit chat. And then she says, I was married. She was saying she moved around a lot when she was young because it was her husband was in the service and she's like I was in the service too but I was just like 2.5 years. I was like, oh, when did you serve or what branch? And she's like, oh, the Navy. I was a security officer for a female division of code breakers.
I
was like, what?
Want to
I'm like, hold on,
yeah.
Hold on. What is this? And so she said, she said back then they weren't even like actually in the Navy who they hired. They hired mostly female mathematicians and linguists or women who spoke foreign languages because most of the codes the Japanese were sending were mathematical. So they needed them to do it. So that she said eventually they actually got them into the service. But so she was security for that. She said she was on the base for 6 months before she even knew where they were.
Wow.
And she said they were in a bunker underground. That's what turned out where they were. And so she joined when she was 20 years old because back then women couldn't serve until they were 20. I think it's because they want to make sure they weren't getting married yet.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Just
that would be such a great movie to make.
Yeah. And
that,
so
I want to know her whole life story.
And so she worked at the end of the war. So she was only in the service for 2 years.
I love how casual she is about it.
Yeah, like, seriously. Really
yeah.
I was like,
she's like, I just saved the world. That's
yeah,
all I did.
It's
I was
fine.
But she was secure. And I was like, because first when she said, I was like, I thought they were sexist enough not to have women doing security for. But I guess they wanted somebody in charge,
right?
That was female to work with the females, I guess, in that time. But I was just fast. I was like, I didn't know Codebreakers were
oh
women.
God.
Like there were divisions of women mm-hmm. that worked. I was like, well, so this is like Hidden Figures for
like
white people,
figures,
right?
They did something like that in the FBI. It wasn't quite as intense, but basically, when they were trying to figure out this really big case, mm-hmm. they got this huge document. It was like 1,000 pages. And they separated and mixed up the documents. It had women. They found all the like people who were in typing classes, who were receptionists, and they hired them. And they had no idea what they were working on.
Right.
But it was one of the biggest scandals that like happened in the FBI. And it's still super top secret. But none of them knew what they were working on because they mixed up the papers and had them retyping and trying to figure out and translate and all these things. And I think that's insane. Like those are the stories that you don't hear about. But I just I'm like, that to me is like, especially like women back then, it was like, oh, he's going off to the war. I better marry Polly. Like, we're 18. You know what I mean? Like, and to have a job like that, and you know they were getting
shit. And I'm like, I've been thinking
on.
About like, I don't know how to turn something in like stories that someone tells into a film. But I'm like, I kind of want
to
go back there.
You
and
have
the
to
next
talk
day,
to
I
her.
Drove someone who worked there and I was telling her about it. She's like, I think I know who you're talking about.
That would be my life dream.
And
I
like,
would love to just
like,
interview
I
want to
sit down, interview her, talk to her about like, I don't even know what questions to ask to get to find out what happened. Because I'm like, okay, so she's 95, right? She was 95. And I was like, you seem kind of spry.
Years
right?
ago,
Well, so, I mean, but she was at the end of the war. I'm like, this means everyone's about to die.
Yeah.
That was there, right?
Yeah.
And so we're about to lose all of that valuable information. And
well, there's this guy who used to come into the bank, when I was a teller, and he used to talk all this shit, you know, because he was a Tuskegee Airman. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm just working on this.
So syphilis?
Yeah. So he came in and he would always tell me, he was like, yeah, you know, they're trying to fly me down to L.A. I'm like, what are you doing down in L.A.? See, I'm working on a movie. I'm like,
you're like okay, Bernie.
I'm
Mac.
Like, okay, sure you are, right? And then he was saying, yeah, George Lucas just keeps on hitting me up. And I was like, you know, in my head, I'm like, okay, but whatever. You know, going to sit with George Lucas. 2 years later, his Tuskegee Airmen movie comes out. And I'm like, fuck off. Bill was fucking telling the truth.
Oh my God.
It was insane.
It was for real, for real.
He was for real, for real. And then he passed. And I was just like, damn, I didn't even get a chance to.
Well,
I could have been in Star Wars.
I've tried to ask my parents about their experience. Like, I want my mom to write a book.
For
but
sure.
Like, when you've tucked that trauma away, you know what I mean? And then I'm like, remember, you know, like, give me a timeline. She's like, I don't know what happened first. Like, yelling at
this
me.
This woman that works at the senior home, she says her dad was a refugee from Poland from World War II.
Yeah.
And he won't talk about what happened at all. And they said, like, it's the thing. He just won't talk. He won't. He refuses to say anything.
Yeah.
And he gets mad if you try to talk
to him. Well,
Crystal, she's like, it's his
trauma. Did a study, or she wrote a paper on the Khmer Rouge from Cambodia with all their genocide. And she actually sat in a war tribunal. And, like, you know, it was.
I just got chills.
It was crazy
because
it was, like, the bad guys won over there. And so they're the ones running the court. So they blamed it on, like, two people.
Oh, my God.
So she's sitting there with people who are, like, murderers and all this shit. And, like. She's like, this is fucking insane. And I was telling her, that's when I think the film thing kind of went off for her, when I was like, you know, that was cool that you wrote this academic paper, but if you had film behind it, it would have changed.
It
would
have changed.
Can you imagine if the Nazis had won, they would have had Nuremberg done, but against the Americans.
Yeah.
For the crimes that they committed.
Fucking crazy. Could you imagine? Insane. It's just, you know, these little things in history. If one thing had to change, it's like never know. So I mean, you just hope you're on the right side of history. Okay, before we go, I wanted to ask you guys favorite Halloween movies. We got Halloween coming up.
I'm so
top
glad
three.
You
top
asked.
Three.
Oh, oh,
top three.
Oh, yeah, top three. Ooh, I hope I can. Really, for me, the ultimate in my books is Halloween Town on the Disney Channel.
Okay,
I watched that.
I don't think I've ever seen Halloween Town. What's
religious. Oh my god, like it's amazing.
Who's in it? Who's in it?
Okay, so first of all, Kimberly J. Brown is in the lead role.
No idea who that is.
Debbie Reynolds.
Oh shit.
Her grandma.
What? And okay.
It's so good.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like actually.
So we're not talking horror.
No. I wish it was a little bit. The second movie, Halloween Town 2, is a little bit creepier. But it's really, it makes Halloween seem so pure and wonderful and lovely and great and amazing. I love Hocus Pocus. That's probably
one of the best.
The second one.
Yeah.
And then for the third one, I know this is really corny and I hope you guys have seen it, but have you ever seen Teen Witch?
Yes.
Where it's like, top that. Stop that. Where they have random people rapping in the film.
You are so a Disney child.
No, but so I saw that as a kid, watched it every year, but I didn't realize I was watching the censored version. Last year, I saw the uncensored version for the first time.
What are they really
and
saying?
And she's like losing her virginity in the film. Oh, I didn't know any of that. Like she's like hot and heavy with this asshole from high school. Like, and the guy is like this nerdy date that she takes. Like there's this scene where she has to go on a date with someone's cousin.
Yeah.
And the guy assaults her. Like,
it's so crazy. Like, especially when you watch TV movies and it's like, they're not really saying the real words. It's let's make love. You know what I mean?
And
they're
like,
that's
like dubbed over.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, right, okay.
I want to make love to you so hard.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was watching a film on the plane and right? there's a scene where this woman flips someone off and they edited the finger out.
They did that, on the Avengers movie. They did that with Star-Lord when he flips off Thanos and jumps through. I was like, didn't he have his finger
out? I feel
out?
Like I'm missing something.
He's just like, hey!
It's literally like she's walking around like instead of that.
What about you? What are you thinking?
Now from what she because of what she said, how do you define what's a Halloween movie? Is it a horror film? Does it have to take place during Halloween?
Yeah, just something.
Will say I don't watch horror movies.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So which one? You just said
I mean it just anything that takes place around Halloween.
It has to take place around Halloween.
Or just it could be around Halloween or scary.
Yeah.
Or scary. Okay. Yeah. Well then so Cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
Never seen
I don't think I've seen that. Is that the one with the book? No, I'm thinking something else.
Cabin in the Woods is a Joss Whedon film.
Okay, because you're a big Buffy fan.
But it turns horror on its side in the horror films. It's the greatest horror film I think ever done.
Okay.
Get Out.
Never seen it.
Wow.
I won't even watch
really
that
it's
horror.
Not even that scary
I
it's
know,
more of
I
a mind fuck
I, the mind fuck fucks me up yeah
oh, it's horror it's yeah. such a horror
is it
mm-hmm. I think so.
I mean it's scary but it's not scary at least in my opinion. Us was probably scarier to me.
I don't know about.
Yeah
maybe. And then I think Poltergeist.
That shit was fucking scary.
And I can't decide. There's parts of Poltergeist 2 that scare me more. The old man in Poltergeist 2 freaks me out.
Ghosts,
so, but I don't think
don't
the overall
fuck with
film
ghosts.
Was.
That's what, fuck
oh
with
my
ghosts.
God. So like the underground and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like
that
I went,
shit is haunted.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, Robert Pitty said he woke up one morning and there was just like laughter.
You're
out of nowhere.
I literally swear got so creeped out when you said that.
It's so fucking gross.
I went in the women's bathroom once and I have never ran out of there so fast in my life. I walked in and I'm like, okay, the light is flickering. Like I'm like logical, right? Wow. It's a sensor.
Well, here's
right?
a, here's,
I'm thinking it's a
but
sensor.
But you know what it is, I think? And so I think we're affected differently because we got like premonitions and shit.
Yes.
Like the paranormal affects
we're
us
more
differently.
Open
we're
to
more
it.
In tune
well,
to
but
yeah.
I'm trying to be logical, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, someone's either messing with the light or it's a sensor, right? Because you know that bathroom isn't clean.
Yeah, not
you
at
know?
All.
It's like there's a rat tipping off sensor or something, right? But I hear footsteps, but the door didn't open.
That's fucking
oh my God,
creepy.
I just got chills thinking about it. And I'm like freaking out and I walk out of the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I walk through one spot in front of one of the stalls and I've never felt colder in my life.
Oh, that's giving me
and
chills.
I literally was like, you know what? I'm not washing my hands. Here we go. I was like, there's no soap anyway. I literally.
Yeah.
And as soon as I was walking out, the light turns on. Bitch, I will never pee there ever again.
My favorite thing about the underground in the bathroom is that the sink is the opposite direction of where it should be.
Yes. Yeah.
So I love peeing in there and coming after somebody else.
Yeah.
Because they'll like, you'll see them if they're not a comic. They don't know where it is. They look where they think it should be.
Right.
And then you see them make the decision.
When you decide it would be dirtier to wash your hands somewhere before you walk out,
there's no sink. They just no sink. I was like, try. I'm not going to shake your hand for sure later. Well,
Merchants, which is like right across the street, which is like that place has been exercised 3 fucking times because shit just flies off the, like, they have videos of shit flying
Are
off.
Are you serious?
At like 3 o'clock in the morning.
How do you know this insider knowledge?
Well, because I went down there one day because my buddy was like a regular there and it just felt like heavy and weird. And I'm like, dude, I feel weird. And then a fucking ghost tour came down and I was like, all right, I gotta get the fuck
out
of here.
You must have the gift.
I don't know. It like I see a lot of shit before it happens.
He's got the sight.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I do.
I do too. Yeah. But I don't know why I do, because I don't, like, I'm not religious or anything, but I believe in spirits.
Right. I'll tell you more after this. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. But
wait, what are your Halloween movies?
My Halloween movies, I gotta go Get Out. What else? Shit. I love Ernest Scared Stupid. That was one of my favorite movies. Like, it's so dumb. If you've never seen it, you got to see it. It's
I want you to know that I've never seen any of these movies, but I've read all of the Wikipedia synopses. Yeah.
And then, let's see, Hocus Pocus. That was a great fucking movie. Like, me and my sister just loved it. Yeah.
Charlie Brown, you're a great pumpkin.
Yeah, the great pumpkin patch or whatever. I don't know. But
Disney Channel used to come out with a good series of movies, and one of them was My Mom's on a Date with the Vampire Hunter.
Oh.
And the woman from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, she's a comic. What's her name? Caroline Ray.
That's his friend.
Ray is, I think, pronounced like that. Yeah. She's just like everything to be in.
Oh,
that
she's
movie.
Amazing. I used to love her. I used to have a crush on her back in the day.
She's so lovable.
Yeah.
She's fan, and she's also an amazing comic, actually. She, I do really love
I did.
Her
I there. Hosted a weekend with her, and it was the best. She gave me the.
Was she cool?
Yeah, and she gave me a piece of it unsolicited, but it was, I was driving, I had to drive her back to the place each night, and she's like, you want a piece of unsolicited advice? I'm like, sure.
Oh my God.
And she said, talk to him. Your jokes are great, but you just need to talk to the audience, not at them.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, so how do I do that? And she said, just pick a couple of them and start talking to them.
I love that.
And do that tomorrow. And
yeah.
Like, okay. And I did, and I got off stage, and she's like, gave me the thumbs up. Like,
you know what? My
it
one
changed the way I hosted.
Yeah.
It
my one piece of unsolicited advice, Damon Wayans. He
tell me everything.
Damon was like, could I give you some advice?
Cup the balls.
Yeah. He was like, could I give you some advice? And I was like, of course, man, you're Damon Wayans. He was like, your jokes are fucking hilarious. You just need to laugh when you're up there. Just you need to look like you're having fun in order for them to.
Oh my God.
And it changed everything.
I would have actually probably died meeting David Wayans. I loved the way
it's so weird, because that's like the opposite rule when you're acting.
Right.
For
totally
comedy. You're not supposed to laugh, or you. The rule is like if you laugh, you're sucking the laughter from the.
Yeah. But it's
audience.
Different with comedy. It's like you're giving them. It makes it look like you thought of it right off the top of your head.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit, if he's laughing, then.
I don't like when people are stoic on stage.
Yeah.
To me, that is not. I mean, this is just a personal opinion, but that's not as enjoyable to me as like when I see someone having a great time.
Right.
You know, and not even laughing at their own joke, but just like really like I'm in this moment with you guys.
Yeah. That's what I've always wanted to be. So, I mean,
I like a mix.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the. Because I do think a lot of things are funnier if they're not smiling. I think if it's a wretched thing you're saying, you need to smile.
Yeah.
Because that way people know.
It's a little wicked.
I'm with you. Oh, no, I'm with you. This is awful.
I mean, it depends what kind of comedy you do.
Totally.
Because I'm a big fan of like Gary Goldman and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not cracking up on stage with himself. Or, you know, Louis before I knew anything. Big fan of his.
I feel like we all were, right?
Yeah.
So like those kind of, that kind of delivery.
Yeah.
Mike Birbiglia.
I love Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah, that's my fave.
But then I'm also the type of person where, like, do you guys remember the show Nathan For You on Comedy Central?
Mm-mm.
He does not laugh a smile once on that show, and it's my favorite show. And I've cried watching that show. You have to see it. He helps these real businesses fix their business, but it's like he's giving the most fake, crazy advice. Really? One of them, he was like, oh, you're not selling enough homes. You need to sell a free ghost exorcism with every house you sell. Only episode that he smiles on, because he said in an interview after that that he was like, I was losing it so hard. And he's like, I had to turn away from the camera because I was trying so hard not to laugh because this woman really believed him. And he's Nathan Fielder.
So he goes into fixed businesses?
Yes.
But is making everything up?
Yeah, he did dumb Starbucks, for example. This coffee shop was struggling, and he was like, okay, well, you guys need a rebrand, and you should use something that already has a name for itself, so call yourself Dumb Starbucks. And they did it. They got all the cups. They paid for all the merch, like everything. And the Starbucks, like, sues them. And they're like, no, it's parody law. And like, helps them with all the legal work. Like, he really goes in and tries to help them, but it's all fake and out there crazy stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've never heard of this.
It's the best show ever.
We're going to watch this.
Because all I do is, at home, I'm always watching business shows like about how to fix
the building.
We should
watch an episode together and then debrief.
Yes.
I guarantee, Silas, I think you will love it.
So, like, that sounds like my dream
job.
It's
your dream job. Yeah. Like,
that's awesome.
To go in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would love to do. I kind of want to do that sometime.
Yeah.
Like, one of my biggest things in real estate that just cracks me up is people, they'll be doing real estate a little bit. It's not quite working, but then they become coaches.
Yeah.
And because it's way more money as a coach than it is like as just an agent. It's hard as an agent. People that sell stuff and they're like, I'm like, motherfucker, you were in my coaching class last year saying how bad things were. And
they've
now
never
you're,
sold a single home. Yeah.
Now you're a coach because you took a couple lessons. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is bullshit. And I was like, I want to start like a coaching. Like, I want to do a mock real estate coaching seminar. Like, and really push it. I never know where my comedy is going to like hurt my business.
Yeah.
Because people think that I may, like every time I can think of like a funny sketch about real estate, it's always making me look like an idiot, and that's not going to get me business.
Well, my dream is similar because I worked in tech, but what I want to do is have all, like, you know how all the former college athletes who didn't become athletes go into sales?
Yeah.
Like, I just need a skit of all of them trying to tell me how to reach my goals. Like, it is like, you got to hit your numbers. You got to work hard. We got to hustle today. Who's going to be number one on the board? Like, and I just sit there like, this is why I didn't do the business school. Like, it's like, it's because of you guys. It's just hilarious to me. Like, anyone who's salesy or anything like that, I feel like it's very similar. So yeah.
I gotta come up with a good sketch for the coaches. And I just, like, I even want to put ads out there, but like, I want the numbers to like be like, it'll be a fake number.
Yeah.
And be like, save your fucking money. Okay. Yeah. This is not real. Don't be a dumbass.
Yeah.
So good.
It's like when Shark Tank comes to town, like the guys off Shark Tank come to Seattle, and I'm like, listen, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have $1 million idea off of a 1-hour seminar you taught me on a Saturday. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like Mark Cuban. Like
coasters. I got a coaster idea.
Yeah.
That's
They're
going to
be
have.
Huge.
We should always
yeah.
have people come on and pitch their $1 million ideas on Black and a Half.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't have one, unfortunately. But
we're really at the edge of our time
Any upcoming shows?
Shows, I'm going to be in Sick.
Okay.
So that's
congratulations.
Cool.
Congrats.
So the people can just check my
Do
website.
Do they know you're just white?
Yeah. Oh. I actually don't know. But I did say I was from Bellevue, so I think, so people can just go to my website, RihannaRamick.com.
Which week are you doing, first or second?
First.
First weekend. Okay, that's the better one for locals.
There's a lot of out-of-towners on the second week.
Well, that's how it is. That's why.
Yeah, because
really
they
hard,
stack it. Yeah.
Usually, you know, usually locals get steamrolled if they're on the second week. It's hard.
You got this.
Some have made it, so it's good. Yeah. But like, just you'll see the percentage over the years of locals who get to the semis are from week one.
Yeah, like, it was really tough competition. We can talk about it offline, I guess. But like, I'm gonna be very shocked to see how this all goes.
So, we'll have to have you back on to see how it all went.
It's a fun experience to have.
Yeah,
totally.
I've only done it once, and it was the year Peter had cancer.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So he didn't pick. So it, you know, so I'm struggling because like I don't want him to get cancer again, but I want to do it again.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to,
But you could get cancer for him.
Callback.
Yeah. I have breast cancer. Can I come on, please? All right. Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Thank you so much for having me. Live long and prosper and prosper and prosper and prosper and prosper.